Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
You are so tall, your leaves are so green. How could we live without you?
How could we live without trees? That's the question singer-songwriter Joe Riley and the youngsters he works with in Ann Arbor, Michigan, ask in that tree-hugging song. It's from a new CD he's produced called Children of the Earth. Joe Riley wants to spread the word about good environmental stewardship, but he wants to entertain as well with songs about nature and animals of all kinds.
I've got a wet, smooth, slimy skin. Oh my gosh, I'm an amphibian. Now it's time that we begin to sing our song about amphibians.
My parents are both musicians, they're both singers, and my dad plays the upright bass as well, and they both play guitar. And so I grew up really, literally, since I was in the womb with music all around.
Amphibity, fibbity, fibbity, fibbidian. Amphibity, fibbity, fibbity, fibbidian.
On this CD, I wanted to really include the kids' voices as part of the message and as part of the expression. And so I invited the kids to sing with me on several of the songs. And then I also interviewed them. I just wanted to give them a voice because I feel like, you know, the small voices are not heard. And I wanted to give a little space on my project for those voices to come through. So I just asked them questions like, what's important to you about the earth? Why do you care about nature? Why do you care about the earth? What message do you have for adults and for the world about what we could do to help the earth, to help heal the earth?
You should ride your bike in the summer or whenever it's warm enough to ride your bike instead of using a car, because it'll give you exercise and it'll help the earth.
To use the cars that use sunlight and no gas.
Using public transportation is better because it keeps more cars off the road.
Try walking.
You know, my hope is that those voices can help remind us adults that we need to really take responsibility for our actions and how they're affecting other people and other plants and living things and the future generations.
Dogs, cats, hedgehogs, camels, these are all animals known as mammals. Horses, rabbits, humans too, that's right, I'm a mammal.
I guess sometimes I'll sit down with the group and say, what do you want to write a song about? And then they might shout out something like mammals, for instance. So we have a topic, mammals, and so describe to me what a mammal is. You know, tell me what are different examples of mammals? What are the habitats that mammals live in?
Deer and rabbits are mammals in the forest. So many mammals that we have to sing our chorus. It goes dogs, cats, hedgehogs, camels. These are all animals known as mammals.
Horses, I was thinking about, you know, the process of songwriting. It's kind of a hard process to describe, but working with kids and writing songs has been really helpful to me. I've learned a lot about how to just be open to possibilities that I might not have thought of when first starting to write the songs.
I am a crow, and I sound like ah, ha, ha. We are all brothers and sisters.
It's my hope that this album, that this project can be a source of connection for kids, that it can help them build relationships to the earth that are sustaining for the earth, but for also for the kids' sake.
I am a little kid. I live in Michigan.
I think I'll always be a teacher. You know, my mom's a teacher, my grandma was a teacher, and it's in my blood. So I think, you know, I'll always be an environmental educator because that's something that is so true to me. And I'll always be a songwriter, so these are things I carry with me. Whether or not they pay the bills, like, that's up to the universe.
We are all brothers and sisters. We are all related.
Joe Riley is an environmental educator at the Leslie Nature and Science Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Check out our website, loe.org, for more information about Joe.